to come away without a murder, I think, is a big deal. Not just controlling gangs and drugs, but also, you know, how do you control domestic type violence things and other issues? So we are in double digits for murders for a long period of time. A lot of strategies came in place to try to reduce that amount of shootings in the amount, and hopefully with reducing the amount of shootings, the probability for one of those shootings to end in a murder also would decrease.
Are there more officers? Is there a different strategy? What changed?
About the same amount of officers. We have increased slightly from over the decade, and in the last couple of years went backwards a little bit with the economy. But most of it had to deal with some strategies, a couple different directions. One, internal strategies where we're looking at hot spots and trying to put our resources where crime was happening. And second, probably more important, was looking at the prolific offender and looking at who was involved in the shootings, who was running the gang organization, and how we can get those individuals arrested and out of the community for a sustained period of time.
What strategies do you have in place to keep that from blossoming again?
Types of things that we're looking at there is knock and talks, where officers would go and knock on the door, literally, and of a up-and-coming gang member, try to talk to that individual, talk to that individual's parents, kind of show them why we believe that they're involved in gangs, and describe to them why this is not a good option for them. And that is a long time coming when you're talking, 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are getting involved in gangs. That's about half a generation away from a result. And so that's why, I think it took a long time getting where we're at.
It's a hard record to keep. Do you have any areas where you see there could be improvements or maybe some tweaks to what you were already doing?
It is a hard record to maintain, and obviously we concentrated a lot on gangs and drug violence in order to try to curb the murders and curb shootings and violence in general. I think that looking forward, I think we have some other programs in place. And the community policing strategies, the intelligence-led policing strategies, hotspot analysis, all those types of things will continue. The knock and talks will continue. Probably we started in 2012, put in a civil injunction against the gangs. And that's part of a process, again, back to intelligence-led policing, to cause and create some disruption.
Have you been in communications at all with city leaders in Chicago?
No, we have not had any real formal conversations. It certainly seems like they're frustrated a little bit, probably, with the results that they're getting, and compared to the effort that they're putting forward, moving police into certain areas and doing those different types of things and not getting the results. I, too, felt that same frustration, when we were, arresting the bad guy, and the next person comes into the leadership position, then you're arresting that person, the next person comes in. It took a long time to get to that process where no one wants to step up in that leadership position within the gangs. So I think part of it is time. I think that we get to, as a society, we get to a point where we don't want to wait. And quite honestly, you can't blame anybody, especially in that environment where people are dying, that they don't want to wait. And you can't really blame them for that either.